You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a look at the lasting legacy of an iconic film shot in Wisconsin.
American Movie is a movie about making a movie. When the beloved documentary was released in 1999, it quickly became a cult classic.
Last night, man, I was so drunk, I was calling Morocco, man, calling, trying to get to the Hotel Hilton at Tangiers in Casablanca, man. That's pathetic, man. Is that what you want to do with your life? Suck down peppermint schnapps and try to call Morocco at 2 in the morning? That's senseless, but that's what happens, man. So anyway, we're out here today to try to redeem it, get these establishing shots for COVID, and, you know, do what you can. You know, we're in America today, and we're ready to roll.
American Movie was filmed in the Milwaukee area and has gone on to inspire many artists and filmmakers. WPR's Evan Casey takes a look back at the film's lasting legacy.
I was a failure. I was a failure, and I get very sad and depressed about it, and I can't be that no more.
American Movie is not only, as the title says, an American movie, it's also as Wisconsin as it gets. The indie documentary focuses on filmmaker Mark Borchardt of Menomonee Falls as he attempts to make the next great American horror movie, Coven.
Coven, man, we gotta get this sucker done, though. Seriously.
American Movie feels like you're watching a home video capturing hilarious anecdotes and tender moments between Borchardt and his family and friends. Filmed in the 1990s in the Milwaukee area, it has a little bit of everything for everyone. You'll laugh, you may cry, and there's no shortage of memorable quotes.
Luckily, it's just $81. What are they gonna take? You know, like my Night of the Living Dead book?
Directed by Chris Smith, some critics and movie buffs regard American Movie as one of the best documentaries of all time.
You know what? I'm sorry, I tried to put your head in
The Oriental Theater in Milwaukee recently hosted a screening of the movie. 25 years after its release, it still drew a packed house. Perhaps it's because some people see a little bit of themselves in Borchardt. People like moviegoer T.W. Hansen.
There's this dogged determination towards bringing your own particular vision, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of the odds.
Hansen has seen American Movie a dozen times. Or maybe it's 24. He lost track. But he'll never forget his first time.
It hit me at exactly that right time in my life to where, this is genius. It's as Wisconsin as it gets, too, for the other thing. It's like, if you are from here, you see yourself, you see people you know.
Hansen says the documentary encouraged him to go to film school so he could make his own movies. These days, he spends most of his time buying and selling cars that have appeared in movies and TV shows. And that obsession has made Hansen the subject of a documentary directed by Max Hay of Milwaukee.
I mean, bottom line is, like, if American Movie didn't exist, I highly doubt I would have thought to start making this movie.
Hay took a lot of cues from American Movie and from Borchardt himself, who he considers a close friend. Borchardt has appeared in other movies over the last few decades. He's also seen as a mentor for many creatives in the Milwaukee area. That includes Milwaukeean Eric Halverson. He says the documentary and Borchardt's passion for success kept him going after he dropped out of college in 2011. Now, Halverson is a freelance photographer.
Yeah, man, that movie changed my life. If it wasn't for that documentary, that movie, and hearing about that back in 2011, I'd probably still be working in bars. Because I wouldn't have had that push to create on that level and push through the everyday stuff, push through the stuff that everyone else gets caught up in, like barbed wire.
Many people, including myself, often see Borchardt out and about in Milwaukee. He didn't want to be interviewed for this story, but he says he's still working on Coven 2. In an email, he wrote, "There has to be some work accomplished in the next few years." In his own words, straight from American Movie.
This time it's most important not to fail, just to drink and dream, but rather to create and complete.
WPR's Evan Casey brought us that story on the lasting impact of American Movie. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.